such an asshole.
Hello. As I like a video response, I'm not completely... Oh, I gotta scroll up here. Look like my... God, I'm gonna kill all you people. I don't know who's programming apps or whatever. Like, oh, you wanted to scroll up. Oh, we're just gonna reset everything and totally not do what the commands you're prompting the phone to do. Dear asshole, these are the two questions I need help with. What should I focus on right now? Should I pursue a career or go the real estate investor route for my long-term goals? My situation, 26, 6'1", 330 pounds. Live in a one-bedroom apartment on my own and support myself completely. I don't smoke, drink, or do drugs. Good thing, because otherwise you'd be unhealthy. We'd have to worry about that. I work as a security guard. I now make $34,000 a year. My expenses are around $24,000 a year. You drive a used, good, reliable car. The only debt I have is around $1,000 credit card. That's good. That's good. This is success. Okay. A lot of people, oh, you know, no, he has no debt. He gets by. He's doing just fine. And think about, you may think, oh, he's not doing well. So what? He's a security guard. It's an easy life, man. It's an easy life. And he's doing it. He's doing it well. I don't have any money saved up for now because I just started making more money. My biggest problem right now is obviously my fat ass. Luckily, I actually do enjoy running and being outside, but I've been extremely lazy this year. I'm not my problem. Last year, I actually lost around 70 pounds. Then I got switched to the night shift. Alex Patino has some recommendations. I gave up running, eating good, and working out. I wonder what the solution is to losing weight. I wonder. I've gained it all back this year. Moving on, I'm a minimalist, thankfully, and I would describe myself as a ghost, men ghosting type of dude. I do not spend any time pursuing women. I have a friends with benefit that I mess with every month. I know if I got my fat ass in shape, I could get more women. However, I can't imagine a future with wife and kids, so now I'm just trying to pick a direction for my existence. I don't have any high-paying skills. I never went to college. I've purposely worked it. Well, that you're ahead right there. You're 26 and you have no debt. So you're ahead of pretty much every Zoomer and millennial because you didn't go to college for a worthless degree. Of which we're going to beat that dead horse at noon my time. So in like 50 minutes. And I'm never because the guy who wrote the article, like he's quite followed on the end. I don't know if he paid for those follows or not, but hopefully he'll. Cappy has this stupid idea that maybe, just maybe, we'll end the education crisis within a year. Just maybe. Boo boo doo boo boo. The trajectory I've been on right now is making a little bit of money, keeping my expenses low, saving more money, and doing what I want in my free time, which is usually 3 days per week. See how much freedom you got? You got 3 days a week off. Most people don't have that. After my lease is up for my apartment, I plan on renting a room from someone to save even more money. As far as a career, I've considered becoming a realtor on the side, a truck driver, some type of blue-collar trade to get into, or to get into IT. Honestly, I feel too lazy right now to do any of that bleep. Part of me just wants to continue doing what I'm doing because I have no stress, no big responsibilities. I don't hate my job. My gut tells me just to keep doing what I'm doing and put all my energy and focus into losing weight. I usually have success losing weight, but then I ended up switching jobs, getting new routine schedule. I lose all my momentum. Alex Patino will tell you about driving truck. He does his workout on the road. When I was in security working late night shift, which is almost exclusively what I did, I would do push-ups. And a lot of times I just go for extra patrols. I'm not going to consult you on how to lose weight because we all know how to do it. I honestly don't feel like I could, nor do I want to lose weight and just pursue a career at the same time. Maybe it's just a limiting belief. Yeah, I don't care. Be a fat ass. I don't care. It's not me. If I don't go to the career route, I plan on going the rental property route. I would buy a rental property that needs works, fix it up, live in it, and rent out the rooms to live close to free. I would then save money or hopefully refinance, use that money to purchase another house and rinse repeat until I have enough rent. Because no one does that, right? No one's doing that. Some of the property values. Oh, by the way, you're lazy, right? Did you want to do carpentry work? Did you want to screen for tenants and run ads? Because you just don't like buy the property and quality tenants show up and the house fixes itself. It's not like that. they'll require more work than you're willing to put forth. Assuming the property values continue to rise, my renters pay down the mortgages, and I hold on to the properties for a while. Okay, let's talk about this book here. I keep pulling off Bachelor Pad Economics. Read the chapter about rental property and why it's generally not a good idea. And hold the properties for a while. Maybe you'll sell the properties later in life to have a lump sum of money and no longer need to maintain the properties or deal with tenants. They say, hi, Anonymous. Thanks for the email. Well, if you don't want to have wife and kids, are there any non-familial goals in life you would like to have? Traveling, motorcycling, some kind of collector hobby. Also, if you're working security night shift, what are you doing with all the downtime? What are you studying? What are you doing to improve yourself during the night shift? I'm not completely against the idea of wife and kids, but not going to happen in the foreseeable future. I just want to be adventurous. I'd love to travel, hunt, fish, hike, run, and definitely get a motorcycle. I just want to enjoy my life. I don't care about being wealthy at all. I was raised in a family where mom and dad worked all the time, never had enough money or time to enjoy life. They had kids when they were teenagers and had to make things happen. Oh, well, I'll tell you this. How about get a vasectomy? That would, if you're having friends with benefits with a woman, why don't you just make sure you don't put yourself in the same situation as your parents and get yourself a vasectomy? Look into it. I currently work a day shift security for don't have the ability to study or do other things during my shifts. I have recently considered going wait. Oh, you work the day shift. Oh, not the night shift. I've recently considered going into IT route, so I will have something that will challenge me and I will eventually be able to work remotely. That'll give me the ability to travel, not be trapped anywhere. All right. All right. Here's the deal. You are lazy and I'm not going to yell and be, because no one listens. I don't care. But if you're not going to have wife and kids and you're okay being a minimalist and you just want to go and hunt and fish and travel, and by travel, you're not flying fancy or anything like that, you have the perfect life already. There's no real reason for you to work more than security. Now, yeah, it would be to your benefit to pick up IT or do truck driving or get something that pays you, you know, $20, $25 an hour. It would be good if you got some low-level skill, better than no skill at all, which is what you currently have. But you don't seem to be the type like, yeah, I got to get out there. And I want to get a wife and kids and have a house. You're just kind of like, you know, you're kind of like a confirmed bachelor. And the great thing about confirmed bachelors is unless you really want to, you had some grandiose goals in life, you can mail it in life. Not having wife and kids, that's not like, let's say you had one wife, one kid in theory in you. You think the resources are like a third, a third, a third. Oh, hells no. No. A dude could get by on like a tenth of that money. One guy. Because the woman, she's going to have your student loan, going to bail her out. She's going to want things. But the main thing, is, she's going to want like the house and all this and the car. And then the kid obviously is going to consume resources. Kid can't work at 0 years old. And this is kind of fun how it would be like, no, that's, you know, one person would work. I'm going to take care of the kids and kids. Well, they just be kids. But you avoid all that. So you could get by on impulse power. Right, you get by on a fraction of the money, and you're living proof that you are getting by on a fraction of money. So the only real thing is, what kind of life goals do you have in mind? Hunting, that doesn't cost that much. Motorcycle riding, travel, if you want to travel in the United States but not go too far into Europe or wherever where you have to fly and incur other expenses. You know, your security guard job should cover that. About the only thing I would recommend are things you're kicking around, but some skill, but not like nuclear physicist. Truck driving, go get your CDL. IT, no, don't go into IT. You're too lazy for that. Maybe a low-level accountant, get your associates in accounting just so you could do some bookkeeping and inventory. Just some kind of, especially nowadays, with people not showing up on time and there's a skilled shortage and there's a sanity shortage. I mean, if you just get a little bit of it, like you could do accounts payable, accounts receivable, and show up on time. You could do a little bit of trade work. You know, you're a competent, whatever, plumber. that'd be fine. But no, I wouldn't go into IT. That's constantly renewing your skills, staying on top of the latest technological advances. You don't have that work ethic. And I would, you know, it's more of a, okay, do you want to be a fat ass and not really accomplish anything? That's fine. There's nothing wrong with mailing life in if you know that's what you're going to do. But it'd go a little bit easier if you had just some kind of modicum of skill. And what I would do, you don't have to do this, is if you're working security, switch to the night shift. You said you switched to the night shift. Now you're back to day. I think I can keep track. Go work your night shift. Teach yourself accounting. Or if you're in the daytime shift, go learn to drive truck. All right. You know you should lose weight. And if you're going to just drive truck, you're going to die of a heart attack, and it's going to be very moot academic discussion we're having about how to live life. You like to run? Well, start running. But I would get some kind of skill within the next 3 to 4 years. You're in no rush. You got no expenses. You played your cards right. And I wouldn't like get a doctorate or a bachelor's, just some kind of certification so you can make a little bit more money than you are now. You're going to save up money for retirement. Things will go a lot easier. You can always work security. Security is security. I always work security. I work security up until like 44, 45. I wouldn't mind working it again. For any other reason, it makes you sit down and get your stuff right, but you do the night shift. And as long as you don't have expectations of wife or children, like you remove that from your life, boom, it gets a lot easier. A lot easier. And getting old and all that, you'll find out that time is more important than money. And boom, there you go. And then you could go have fun. And then you go like, well, did you ever want a wife again? Nope. Why kind of want to get married? No, good thing. Half the population is men. Did you notice all these men running around? Many of which would like to get married. Yes, go talk to them. I am going to be the happy mailing in for my life security guard with part-time accounting work. Actually, if you time it right, you get an associate's in accounting while you're studying online. Then you offer some bookkeeping services over the internet while you work security and you double dip. That would be at nighttime. Then you make some pretty good money. If you could develop some kind of skill that you could offer and do work online, you could do like what I did. Like I'd write books while working security. So you're effective. What was I paid? $9 an hour, maybe for security, but with books and all that, maybe I was paid, $20 an hour, and a man can live off of that. And then finally, no, you're not doing realty. No, bro, I'm going to buy rental property. No. Did you not see the national moratorium against paying rent? Do you not see the direction that the average American person is going where they think rent and property, not property, but lodging, housing is a right? You don't own your property. You're a fool to be a rental property owner in this country now. You're an absolute fool. Unfortunately, property, usually that investment runs longer than 4 years. So let's say Biden didn't get elected and you got a Republican in there. Ooh, 4 years of maybe guaranteed rent. And I mean guaranteed rent, not that the government's going to like, no, you don't have to pay rent. You don't own your property. And then another Democrat, landlords are bad because they worked hard and earned money and paid and they took all the risk. They're really bad. Like, no, don't get in a rental property. The only way I would get in a rental property is like you bought a house and you rented out a room because that's a roommate agreement, not a tenant agreement. And that changes state by state, by the way. I don't know what state you're in. But no, man, I wouldn't be getting rental property. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm not against you having a house and maybe you rent for some a little bit of cash under the table. Maybe you rent a room out for a couple $100. That's fine. Even have a roommate agreement. So if you got to kick them out, you got legal recourse. But I would not buy a triplex or an apartment building or anything like that to house America's increasingly degenerate parasitic population. No. So there you go. As long as you don't get married, as long as you don't get married, you're going to be all right. As long as you don't want to have kids, you get by on impulse power. Chris is black, $2. Any good security stories for the kids? Yeah, I got several. There was the naked stripper that they found in a snowbank walking from frat row. There's the time I walked Foxy and Roxy, the two sexy nurses. I was like 18 years old and I was baby face. And they were all gussied up like naughty nurses. It's Halloween. I'll never forget it because it was cool. It was nice and cool fall day on the U of M campus. And they thought I was the cutest thing ever. And they were like, yo, we got to give you a kiss. We got lipstick. We give you. I'm like, no, I'm going to get in trouble. And then I said, all right, fine. I kept it. And they kissed me. So I had these big red lipstick marks on my cheek. And then, like, without fail, freaking supervisor, whatever I was, Baker Zone, I couldn't remember. LA Zone. No, it was LA Zone. LA Zone. I'm like, oh, crap. Meet me over at Farwell Hall. I'm like, oh, yes, sir. I put my hood up. It's like, what? What is that? Like Foxy and Roxy. I'm like, Foxy and Roxy. Go wash that off, Clary. Yes, sir. And that same night that I didn't get it all the schmutz off. So I ended up walking another. She's like, do you have lipstick on you? I'm like, yeah. And I had to tell her the story of Foxy and Roxy, two sexy nurses. I remember I was walking here from the East Baker campus to Middlebury Hall. She's like, can I give you a kiss? I'm like, I guess, yeah. And she gave me a kiss on the cheek. So I was like, what the hell is going on? That was the exception. That was not the rule in Minnesota. That was not the rule in Minnesota. Girls did not, they did not like guys back then, and they absolutely do not like guys now. Maybe all those gals are from Wisconsin. Maybe that's why they were fun. So there's your security stories. DKK50, first time super chat, cheers from Denmark. Oh, okay, Denmark. What is it, Denmark Kroners? What's a DKK to... 16 divided, it's like $2. Thank you. Where'd it go? Thank you, Peter. Thank you very much. Drive south and kick Jack Napier in the nuts for us. Feral Android, $5. Aloha for the Big Island. How do you feel about short-term rentals right now? Like Airbnb and VBRO. I'm okay with those because like there's a finite thing. You get insurance. That's fine. But I would never be doing like months long leases. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And oh, poor people who vote Democrat, guess what? You thought it's hard to find rent now. All right, that's it. Questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. We'll see you guys later. Toodles.